But yeah, the big dance. That's our focus here, I guess. San Diego State. What is the deal? First time that there's not a top three seed in the Final Four ever?
Yes. And the first time since 1970 that there are three first-time participants.
Player empowerment equals parity. Remember that. Because it feels like in every sport, the more power the players have to move from team to team, it's when that sport achieves more of what everybody says they want. Is equality happened in the 70s and 80s with baseball? Happened in the NFL? And you see it in the NBA, it's happening?
It's very interesting. It's counterintuitive, but when you first brought that up, I'm like, how is that possible? But I'm going to give you the trademark on that.
The transfer portal is now teams, you know, guys jump team to team. And yeah, it's and look at what's – I just feel like I've got some good evidence to back that up.
I think you do too. There were a couple moments this weekend because, again, I have very boring weekends these days. So if there's – this is on in the background the whole time.
Because you got kids.
Yeah, two of them.
Ugh. One's a little baby, so
yeah,
you're feeding him, and let's watch some game.
Did you – obviously, UConn-Gonzaga was the weakest game of the weekend. Just an absolute rout. Nothing fun about it. Just boring. The final game for Drew Timmy, Dallas's own.
You don't enjoy the Drew Timmy comedy that he's announced he's going to return for his eighth season at –
Not as much as I enjoy the comedy of that I wasn't actually willing to tweet, but I did see whenever, you know, one of the big NCAA accounts was running down all of his accomplishments. The first one they listed was that he had won the Karl Malone Award.
Ooh.
Which I think is the award given to the top power forward. And
oh.
There's a joke in there somewhere about Drew Timmy, a guy who we're confused about his age. Winning the Karl Malone Award, but
as
I wasn't able to really fully construct it.
10-second Kemp spin on Karl Malone?
Karl Malone impregnated either a 13- or 14-year-old and denied it, and then I think eventually a paternity test proved that he had done it. He was either like 20 or 21, maybe 19 at the time. And her family, whenever the mailman got to the NBA, her family wanted a pretty meager amount of money for child support, and he fought it tooth and nail. And that baby actually ended up playing in the NFL.
Good oh, fan. Wow.
I think at one point was on the Cowboys, maybe practice squad or a camp invite. So it all worked out okay. And many years later, Drew Timmy would win the Karl Malone Award. But the rest of the games, though, man... There was a lot going on. I mean, yesterday was super fun. Did you see the how the Miami comeback actually kind of started with a little butt pass, the ass pass?
No.
Don't recall how much they were down. I could probably find it here pretty quick. They were down
Texas
13.
Had a huge lead.
Yeah, at this point they were down 13. That might have been the biggest the lead was. And the first bucket that Miami scored to get back into it was a baseline under their own basket. And the defender turned his back to the inbounder, and he just threw it right off his butt and dunked it.
Mm.
Like you might see in junior high.
Yeah, yeah.
And that started
That's
the run.
That's a heads-up play.
Speaking of San Diego State, there was a fun Dan McDowell moment where we all got to yell about whether or not you should call a foul on the last second play because the game was tied, and a dude from San Diego State starts to go to the rack, and he gets fouled. It was a foul. Wasn't a egregious foul. Much like in the Super Bowl, but it was a foul. And he went to the line and made one of two, and the game was over.
Foul's a foul.
People got mad, though, because San Diego State plays a very...
You think it has to be an egregious foul?
I don't. It's very tough, and I'm not even care that much to debate it because we're debating the subjectivity of these calls. There's fouls on every play. There's pass interference on every play. There's holding on every play. So, obviously, there's some gray area where you can say, well, that one should have, that one should... It's not like they're going to the game saying, we'll call this one as a 5 out of 10. It changes. But people were mad because San Diego State is an extremely physical college basketball team. And then they draw a, you know, medium-grade foul that ended the game. Go to the line with a second and a half, hit
yeah,
one or two, and it's
over.
Yeah,
that's the tough thing about human element in that, because your more physical teams will then get away with more, because you end up saying, well, I don't want to call one on every play.
Right.
And I think the Patriots used to do that.
The Patriots, the Seahawks did it with Dan Quinn for sure.
Yeah.
Heck, even Shaq was the, you know, the
You could,
not the beneficiary, whatever you would say.
Yeah, you could bang Shaq all the time.
Yeah. So that was maybe the one good point about saying don't call it there, but they did, and the dude hit the second one, and they won it.
The Texas note I thought was funny is there was a report that only one player stayed out on the court for the playing of the Eyes of Texas.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Everything's falling apart.
Nah, everything's on the upswing. Everything's good. Got that bad coach out of there. The abusive coach, and now they got a new guy, and they're going to sign him. That won't work out.
Yeah, I think you're just in general anti-interim coach being retained, right, on good vibes, a la the Bubble Stars Western Conference Championship.
Well, it doesn't make it seem like you're – it's kind of like Jason Kidd. I don't think you're really doing a wide search. You're then – going to base everything on a couple of games here and not even with kind of your team type thing. But we all know it won't work out. So, I mean, it's Texas. Things don't work out with the University of Texas.
Yeah, maybe. It does seem like Beard recruited pretty well there.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's not that's his team.
Yeah, but I mean, now that they've got some guys, although one of their best players who didn't play the other day, I think, is a senior, because they were pretty hot in the portal, too. I think they got DC from, what, Vanderbilt? Okay, I'm going to play you some audio, Dan, that is actually from the women's college basketball tournament.
Okay, then I've probably already seen it. Well, but I had a lot of the audio down. We just would have that on all our TVs at home.
Well, you and I are just on the phone.
Yeah.
Or you'll listen to the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I like to do the play-by-play myself.
With your daughters.
Sure.
So they can see what one day they could become. So this is from the matchup between Iowa and Louisville the other day. Now, I only know about Caitlin Clark from Iowa because I think Bob thinks to make fun of me for being woke. In his estimation, he'll come in and ask me about college basketball players, female college basketball players, which is interesting because that means he's heard of them and I haven't. He's like, what do you got on Caitlin Clark? I'm like, I'm thinking front.
He's infatuated with Caitlin Clark.
I'd never heard of Caitlin Clark before Bob mentioned Caitlin Clark. And she's the leading scorer in the league or in the country last year, this year. She's unstoppable. I've since come to learn about Caitlin Clark. She plays for Iowa.
I think I've seen her.
She's unguardable.
Yeah.
So this is a game she's playing in.
Like, she's launching deep threes, right?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen videos of her last year.
Yeah, she shot 41% from three last year. This year she dipped down into the 30s, but she's 89% from the line. She's a ridiculously good offensive player. So this is during her game, and they're going to start off talking about her. This is coming out of a commercial break from the Iowa-Louisville game this weekend. Iowa's up huge. And they're going to transition before they go back to play into focusing on one of the assistant coaches, okay?
The mental and physical toll that it takes to make every shot a difficult shot on Caitlin Clark is something that not very many opponents have had.
Now, Iowa playing with heavy hearts today. Their longtime assistant, Jan Jensen, lost her father, Dale, this morning. After a battle with cancer, Dale, a farmer who Jan says she learned her work ethic from.
Okay, so at this point, they're in the huddle.
Farmers.
He's a farmer. Dale the farmer. They start off this story focused in on Coach Jensen on the sideline in the huddle, but now they're returning to the court, okay? So play's about to start. You'll hear the whistle, and he's still
talking.
That's
the head coach?
Assistant, but she's been there for like 30-plus years.
Has been traveling back and forth to see her father throughout this postseason. They talked on Tuesday when Jan had just been named the assistant coach of the year by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association, and she shared the news with her father, and his line to her was,
"The play is under review to see if the foul occurs before the violation."
Of the whole nation, so proud.
He just keeps going. It's like he doesn't know, or he does know, but the sync up possible for him to say, and his last words to his daughter, as the guy is pressing the button at the scores table, "The foul is under review."
It sounds like it should be, "Can I stick my tongue on?" That's right where the ball.
Seriously, the first time I heard it, I'm like, this has to be a drop. Like, I'm watching the video, though, and they cut to the official.
The assistant coach of the year by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association, and she shared the news with her father, and his line to her was,
"The play is under review to see if the foul occurs before the violation."
Perfect.
What an odd last words. He was a basketball lifer.
He's a junkie.
He's a hooper. "Honey, put your hand in mine. The play is
I'd like to debate whether or not the whole team has heavy hearts based on one of the assistants, even if it's your best assistant. Dad. Died. Like, I don't want, well, and your dad's not a good example because we all know him very well. I don't want, Ty's dad to die. But if it did, would we all have extremely heavy hearts? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I do, but, you know, team sports are sports and teams are teams, but.
Play that again. One more time.
They talked on Tuesday when Jan had just been named the assistant coach of the year.
He's there trembling
the
in his bed.
By the Basketball Coaches Association. And she shared the news with her father. And his line to her was,
"The play is under review to see if the foul occurs before the violation."
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft. Presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.